Hi, welcome to Info Dumpies. My name's Brianne. I'm autistic, I have ADHD, my pronouns are she, her, and... Oh my god, who's that? Oh my god, it's Bad Bunny!
Oh my god.
It's Bad Bunny with a kendo stick!
From the top rope! Hi, I'm Violet, my pronouns are she, her, I have ADHD, and my favorite thing to ever come out of Puerto Rico is my girlfriend Brianne.
I mean, technically, I didn't come out of Puerto Rico.
You're a product of Puerto Rican heritage, I count it.
I am. Yes, I am a product of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Though I did not come out of Puerto Rico directly, yes.
True.
So the theme of today, there's not one thing about Puerto Rico I'm going to be talking about. It's going to be three different things.
Cool.
And I'm going to get a little real with everybody. I've been having like a weird time. My family doesn't talk to me anymore. I am part Puerto Rican, and because of that, I have been cut off from a part of my culture that I don't like. I know, like, I have a few Puerto Rican friends online, but not having that community has been really weird. So I have been seeking out more Puerto Rican stuff. Bad Bunny with a kendo stick was, everyone probably knows that my hyperfixation has been wrestling, and I discovered that there was a match where Bad Bunny actually fought a Puerto Rican wrestler I really like named Damian Priest in San Juan. It was the rowdiest fucking crowd I've heard at one of these matches. It was so fucking rowdy.
Hell yeah.
And Bad Bunny's good at wrestling.
Hell yeah.
So, anyway... yeah, I've just been having a weird time. It's hard when you're mixed because sometimes I don't know what things came from the Appalachian hillbilly side of my family or the Puerto Rican side of my family. I don't know if that makes sense, but there are some things where I'm like, well, that really could be both. So I thought I would just share some things about Puerto Rico I think are cool.
Yeah,
I've just been having a weird time. I'm sure there are other mixed people listening who maybe don't get along with their families who can kind of commiserate because, you know, to the outside world, I am just a white woman, but I grew up with a culture I don't have access to anymore. It's just felt very weird. So we're going to talk about some cool, random Puerto Rican shit. Now, one thing I want to be clear of is this is not a big Visit Puerto Rico ad. People listening to this show are likely aware of how many Native Hawaiians are like, hey, Wicked, don't come here. They've turned us into a place for white people to play golf and go on vacation. And people who are native to here can't afford to live here. Like, we're struggling.
Right.
Puerto Rico's is a commonwealth, like Puerto Rico, like Hawaii was before it achieved statehood. And they're in a really similar situation. So this is not me saying, like, hey, here are reasons to go visit Puerto Rico. I don't actually want you to. The last family I had who lived there, so Puerto Rican diaspora is massive. There are more Puerto Rican people in New York and Florida than in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
And in New York, you'll hear the term Neo-Ricans, and that's where my family came from. That's where my grandma moved when she moved out of Puerto Rico. Most of my Puerto Rican family lives in Florida now. Like, that's just two of the places they tend to go. And yeah, they have very much tried to make this island a place for white people to go on vacation. And this is not a big ad. So this is a colonized place. So a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about will have some sort of inherent reference to colonization, not to be a bummer, but it's just the reality. I'm not going to focus on that stuff, though, because Info Dumpies is about stuff that makes me happy, but I would be remiss not to mention it. So this is not a visit beautiful Puerto Rico.
Yeah, just just do the next best thing, which is fall in love with a Puerto Rican person.
So we're going to talk about something I've seen on social media, because Puerto Ricans on the internet have been mad about the way people visiting have been treating these lovely animals. But do you know about a cookie?
I think it's like either like a bird or a squirrel or something, but I remember it's called a cookie because it makes it sound like cookie, cookie.
It is neither a bird nor a squirrel.
Oh,
it is completely the wrong type of animal. A cookie is a frog.
Oh, it's a frog. Yeah. And it goes, cookie, cookie.
Cookie, cookie. And one of the most beautiful things at night is that, especially in the rainier seasons, you can hear just a chorus of cookie, 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 cookie. And there was someone who on Reddit was like, how do I stop these noisy frogs outside my Airbnb? Is there a spray or something that I can use to get rid of them? Asking for, like, extermination advice. So Puerto Ricans are like, is there a spray I can use to kill you? Because, man, we love these guys. It is, like, unofficially the, like, national animal. It is a teeny weeny frog native to Puerto Rico.
Hell yeah, I love a teeny weeny frog.
So small, like, size of coins, many of them.
Oh.
So little. They like to hide in leaves. They actually make the cookie sound. Their name is the sound they make. But what's interesting is that the ko sound is a sound meant to repel other male frogs. And the ki sound is a sound meant to attract females. Because in these frogs, the different sexes of frogs actually have different sensory systems. So they respond to the different components of the call differently.
Oh, interesting.
So it's kind of like these cookie are screaming, get out of here, bro. What's up, girl? How's it going?
How's it going, baby? I looked up a picture of a cookie and they're very cute.
They're so cute and so small. I love them. Fully grown, they're an average of 1.6 inches, with the females being bigger.
Oh my God. I just found a picture of a baby cookie. And it is smaller, so much smaller than a penny. Like, it's so tiny. Hold on, let me send you this picture. It's standing on a penny, and, like, you can still see Abraham Lincoln's whole face and, like, jacket
so
and everything.
Yeah, they're so
incredibly
little.
Incredibly small.
So, yeah, I went down, so itty bitty. Just takes up maybe an eighth of the penny.
Yeah, maybe.
This little baby. This little bitty bitty baby. Yeah, so I'm starting with cookie because, I get fed. My algorithm's like, you're Puerto Rican, right? And will feed me Puerto Rican reels pretty often. Literally, before we got on this call, I got a reel that's like, did you know Luigi Mangione loves Boricuas? And there's some letter where Luigi Mangione wrote to someone about how much he loves Puerto Rico. That's another thing some people might not know. It's not actually in my notes, but do you know... You do know that Puerto Ricans call each other Boricua, right? Describe ourselves Boricua.
I didn't actually know that. I think you might have told me, but I might have forgotten.
Boricua is actually a term related to the original name of the island. So the original people indigenous to the island are Taino, and the name of the island was Boriquen.
Oh.
So you will hear us describe each other and ourselves as Boricua, or sometimes Bori for short. So, if I say Boricua in this episode, for anyone who doesn't know, that's where it comes from. It's a reclamation of the actual name of the island.
That's dope.
So, did you know that Puerto Rico is not just one island?
I didn't actually know that. I just assumed it was, like, kind of one big, like, very, very large island. Like, I think it's bigger than Hawaii, I would guess. I'm very bad at geography, though.
Hawaii is several islands.
Well, yeah, true. But, like, the land mass in total of Hawaii, I think, is smaller than the full land mass of Puerto Rico. Maybe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I didn't make a comparison chart.
That's fair.
I know that if you wanted to do a road trip around the perimeter of Puerto Rico, it would take about 3 days.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's faster than I thought, actually.
Yeah. It's not that big. It's not that big of an island. That's why, like, I literally met someone on the internet who has my same uncommon blood clotting disorder, is autistic and ADHD. Hmm. And we were like, hey, it's not that big of an island. Where is your family from? We might be cousins.
That's fair, honestly.
Like we were there's a high likelihood I'm related to this person.
I did just search for it, and Puerto Rico is smaller than Hawaii's main island.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's small. It's a really tiny island. But there is a small island 8 miles off of the coast of mainland Puerto Rico, I believe the east coast, if I recall correctly, called Vieques. So Vieques has some cool stuff. There's also some ways that colonization has fucked it up. It's only 20 miles long and 7 miles wide.
I love that.
So, kind of a skinny little island. The population of Vieques was 8,249 as of the 2020 census. And Vieques is a Spanish spelling of the Taino word meaning small land.
Oh, cool. I love that.
So something you might not be aware of, Latinidad is so expansive and the Spanish colonized so many different people that there are a lot of times where if I'm talking to someone who is Hispanic but from a completely different place, there will be words that we don't share at all because they're taken from indigenous language of that area. So like if I'm talking to my friend Nicole might use a word that I don't understand, and she's Ecuadorian, and she's like, oh, that's actually, that word comes from Quechua. Or if I'm talking to a Mexican friend, they might use a word I don't know, and it actually comes from Nahuatl.
That's really cool.
So a lot of the time, you'll find that a word that a person uses is actually really hyper-local because it's got an indigenous face, like Vieques, and it's just a Spanish spelling of that. Because colonizers are going to ruin the land they colonized, the island was also the site of a Navy installation, where now some of the island is closed off to the public because the Navy tested bombs and chemical weapons like Agent Orange there.
Oh, great.
There are undetonated ordnances, which the Navy is apparently cleaning up. But thanks to the work by activists, the Navy left the island in 2003. But their damage still remains, and they are apparently cleaning it up. Apart from that, much of the island is actually a wildlife refuge. Now, that's awesome. I'm not going to focus on the colonial history of the island, because I already know it. I don't want to research it more. I'm just letting people know, yeah, there's stuff I'm leaving out. Vieques is home to Mosquito Bay, which, despite the horrible name, Mosquito Bay is actually one of the most magical places I've ever been.
Really?
It is. In 2006, it was declared the brightest bioluminescent bay in the world.
Whoa. So when it's a like a glowy reef or a bay?
It's a bay where if you disturb the water, it leaves this trail of neon blue light.
That's cool. And it's not because of the Agent Orange.
It's not because of the Agent Orange. So the bioluminescence is caused by a microorganism called a dinoflagellate. And there are a combination of factors in this area that makes it such a great place for dinoflagellates, and one of them really cracks me up. One, there are red mangrove trees around the water. So this particular species of dinoflagellate that we have in Mosquito Bay in Vieques has been related to mangrove forests in other places. So they like that tree, and they're like, yeah, we're going to hang out here. There's also a complete lack of modern development around the bay, and the water is warm and pretty deep.
That sounds nice.
The most funny part is that thanks to some scared Spaniards, they made the bay brighter. So when the Spanish came to do what they like to do, they thought that the bioluminescence was the work of the devil. And they said, well, if we're going to steal this place, we got to stop this. And for some reason, they thought that if they could keep more ocean water from getting into the bay, like lessen how much came into the bay, that it would help. So there's a small channel of boulders in the bay that actually help keep the dinoflagellates stuck in the bay. So they did the opposite. Now the little guys aren't leaving. Now they're all kind of stuck there more. So because of the Spaniards trying to get rid of the work of the devil, they made the work of the devil even brighter and prettier and, in their consideration, worse.
That's really funny.
So one thing that tourists are all often under the impression of is that Vieques is home to wild horses.
Very cool.
It's not.
Oh.
They're not wild horses, but tourists Less are cool. like, oh yeah. Tourists are like, oh yeah, all the wild horses in Vieques. So Vieques is home to about 2,000 Paso Fino horses. So those are a Spanish horse, and these horses are descendants of the horses that Spanish conquistadors left there in the 16th century.
Oh, wow. So these are like many generations of horses that got left behind by Spanish colonizers.
Yeah, and people brought over different types of horses from the mainland, and they've crossbred and stuff. But these horses do have owners on the island. They just let them roam. They're not
That's
wild.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're not wild horses. They just let them roam because horses tend to come back to the place where they get fed, like their main grazing ground.
Right.
So they're like, okay, I know my horse will come back, or I know he likes to hang out over here, so I'm going to go find him.
That's...
Like, so people just are like, yeah, the wild horses of Vieques. It's like, no, it's a lot of cool horses that, you know, are splashing on the beach, but they have a family, y'all.
Right. These are not just wild horses. Like, I feel like that's the equivalent of, like, someone in the U.S. just finding, like, a dog on the street and just taking them home, going, well, they didn't have an owner. It's like, they have a chip and a collar or something.
And you haven't checked anything, and there are posters up, and yeah. These horses obviously face more risk because they're roaming, but because there's so little infrastructure on the island, it's just hard to take care of them in the way that you're supposed to take care of a horse.
That's fair.
It's one of the bummer things. But it is kind of cool that you can walk around and be like, here's an extremely chill horse who's very used to people, who wants to hang out. Yeah, Violet just shared a picture of the bioluminescent bay. It's gorgeous, right?
It's so cool.
It's one of the most magical things I've ever seen, like, in real life in person.
I wish I could see that in real life in person, but I don't want to go to Puerto Rico and be a problem, especially as a white person.
Yeah, and like, I haven't been in a decade. None of my Puerto Rican family who were born there are around anymore. So it's like, you know what? It's not my place to go. I can enjoy being from there from afar right now, but they do not need more strain on their resources.
Totally fair. I will say, I really, really like that the things causing the glow are called dinoflagellates, because I'm just picturing like little tiny glowing dinosaurs in the water.
Maybe that's what they are. Don't correct me, nerds.
Yeah, that's what they are now in my head, in my heart of hearts. Little tiny dinosaurs. You know the dinosaurs that you get at like the dollar store? They're in the pill capsules, and then you put them in the sink, and then they swell up with water, and then you have dinosaur sponges.
Yeah, it's those.
It's those. It's just a whole bunch of them.
But even
so, enough to glow.
Even smaller. Even smaller.
Even smaller.
Even smaller.
That's amazing.
So yeah, these horses, they're not wild, but there are some really cool orgs on the island that try to take care of them the best they can. So the final Puerto Rico topic I'll be talking about is the Puerto Rican flag. So are you familiar with the joke that Latina people have where you say, well, how did you know I was Puerto Rican?
Like, I'm not familiar with that joke.
People from other places than Puerto Rico will joke about, how did I know this person was Puerto Rican? And the joke usually is accompanied by a picture of a person wearing a Puerto Rican flag shirt and a Puerto Rican flag hat.
Oh,
and has like
Puerto Rican flag
sunglasses, has a Puerto Rican flag on fucking everything.
Yeah, no, I come to think of it, I think there's been several times, I think, where we've just been like driving around and you'll be like, oh, that person's from Puerto Rico or something like that. And it's like they're wearing a shirt with a Puerto Rican flag, and then they've got like a bandana with the Puerto Rican flag. And then, like, Puerto Rico flag slides and all of that.
Do you know why you tend to see that with Puerto Rico more than other Latina countries?
I'm going to guess an erasure of some kind. An issue with erasure.
At one point, the government made it illegal to fly the Puerto Rican flag.
Ah, there we go. Fucking colonizers.
Yep. I love the Puerto Rican flag. I want to get a version of it tattooed on myself. When I was in high school and I got my car, I was given a Puerto Rican flag with my car. I had to drive to school, so it's not like I was like, here's your car, darling. Have a great time. Like,
yeah.
No, I had to drive to school because I lived in Texas, and there is no public transportation to do that. And my school was a private school that didn't have buses. So I had to drive. But along with my car, my abuela was like, you need a flag for in your car.
I love
it. It was
that.
Just
sweet.
Understood. Yeah. it was just understood I needed a flag for the car. You need it. It's a necessity. And then my senior year, we got to paint our parking spots. And my parking spot, naturally, was the Puerto Rican flag.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Which was interesting because they tried to tell me that I couldn't do the flags. It was too controversial because the racist lady who was deciding it said, you know, because of immigration stuff. And then I had to give her a bunch of information about the Spanish-American War. And anyway, yeah, I got like my parking.
Puerto Rico
I got
is my part of the U.S.
Unfortunately, yes. So, but anyway, I got my parking spot. I got to paint my parking spot. My parking spot was a Puerto Rican flag. So I'm going to get into when it was illegal, but it has always been a revolutionary symbol in one way or another. And that's one thing I really like about Puerto Rico's flags. I am not someone who would put a flag for most places on my body because I think nations themselves, I'm an anarchist. Borders are fake, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
all made
Puerto
up
Rican
the points
flag,
don't matter.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican flag, I absolutely would. The first flag on the island was used in an uprising called El Grito de Lares in 1868. It was actually modeled after the flag of the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
So the best known flag wasn't even designed on the island, though. So the next flag, this is the second flag that was going to be more familiar to people. The flag from the El Grito de Lares uprising is actually still the flag of the city of Lares in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
and
cool.
That's where you'll see it. The best known flag was developed by Boris in Manhattan in 1895. And this is when members of the Puerto Rican Revolutionary Committee presented this flag. They envisioned it as a symbol of Puerto Rico for when it became a self-governing nation. So it has three red stripes and two white, with a sky blue triangle on one end with a white star in the middle.
Hmm.
Now, the shade of blue they used was a sky blue, and it's the same color that was used in the original flag from the El Grito de Lares uprising. It was a deliberate inversion of the Cuban flag, with the darker Cuban blue changed for sky blue. Unfortunately for the people who put forth this flag, little did they know, a few short years later, in 1898, Puerto Rico would be passed from one colonizer to another. But that is why the Puerto Rican flag just looked like someone did a Nuno reverse on the Cuban flag.
That makes sense. I didn't actually realize that because I don't think I'd ever seen the Cuban flag or like recognized that it was the Cuban flag. But it's interesting that they chose that to just like invert it.
In the mid-1900s, a new group that was fighting for independence arose, and they used this flag with the sky blue. In 1948, though, the U.S.-appointed legislature in Puerto Rico voted on Ley de la Mordaza, or the gag law, and it made it illegal to display and even own a Puerto Rican flag.
Did they even have any reasoning that would make any sense other than racism at the time?
Control. Control.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but what reason did they say?
No clue. Probably because there was a group fighting for independence that was using the flag. So in true Boricua fashion, people retaliated by putting that shit on everything. In 1952, the gag law was actually deemed unconstitutional.
Surprised it took that long.
Oh, it gets worse, though. Unfortunately, the U.S. government still managed to squash revolutionary ties of the flag by changing the sky blue to a navy blue that made it look more like an American flag.
Gross.
So now the colors match the American flag, and they said it could be flown on government buildings, but only when flown along with the American flag.
That sucks. That makes me mad.
Right? So instead of being a revolutionary symbol, now it became a symbol of ownership.
So frustrating.
But since there was not a specific shade of blue specified to be correct in anything official, people started making flags with a royal blue triangle with the star that kind of split the difference between the sky blue and the navy blue. If you're going to, so in New York, there's like a Puerto Rican pride event. Mm-hmm. I actually saw a very funny Instagram reel where a bunch of people who are not Puerto Rican thought that the Puerto Rican Pride Parade was actually like a gay pride thing done by Puerto Ricans and showed up and they're like, actually party. Y'all know how to party. This is great. Not what I expected it to be, but hell yes. Oh, lovely. Great time. Which I think is the fucking funniest thing.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they just, I don't know how they didn't know. I have not been to New York and I know about the Puerto Rican Pride Parade, but you will see mostly that sky blue flag.
Interesting.
On all pictures I see, it's mostly the sky blue one. The royal blue is a close second.
You might be about to talk about this here in a second, but I was, just to kind of get the mental picture in my head, I Googled the Puerto Rican flag and looking at the older version stuff. I'm seeing a lot of versions of the Puerto Rican flag where it's black and white.
Girl, that's what we're getting to next.
Okay. Got it.
So the black and white one is the one I actually want tattooed on my person.
Love it.
So the most recent addition to the Puerto Rican flag, I don't know, collection is the resistance flag.
Hell yeah.
So this black and white flag came about in 2016.
Oh, fairly recent.
After Hurricane Maria and something else I'll explain, which is also the root of my hatred of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
So
we're going to lose some people at that point, but keep listening. She'll explain.
Yeah, I have good reasons. Yeah. So in San Juan, there was a mural of the revolutionary flag with the sky blue at 55 Calle San Jose. And in late June of 2016, Barack Obama signed PROMESA, or the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, which set up an elected board of business people with financial stakes in the island to review new laws to make sure that they're fitting within the board's budget that the board sets. And this happened after Hurricane Maria due to quite a bit of press and lobbying from who at the time was probably the most famous Puerto Rican in the world, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who I don't know if you know, but he is the son of a lobbyist and a Nepo baby. And it was in his dad's best interest that PROMESA got signed. So people on this PROMESA board are interested in, have investments in the tourism stuff in the island.
They're
people who don't actually live there getting to decide. So it's like, it is akin to Britney Spears being put under a conservatorship and her dad getting to decide how her money is spent and where it goes and that kind of stuff.
Despite contributing nothing.
Yeah, so they did that to the island.
God, that's so frustrating. What is even the point of this, right? Just to try to make more money off of Puerto Rico, really?
So Puerto Rico hemorrhages money, but they are taxed heavily without any representation.
Great. It's not like that's one of the founding tenets of our country or anything like that.
Yes. Taxed heavily without representation and get kicked in the ass by hurricanes with very little help after those hurricanes.
Looking at you, FEMA.
So, like, when I last visited, it was at the height of the Zika virus, which I don't know if you know about. Mosquito-borne illness that if you are a pregnant person could lead to some catastrophic and life-altering complications for your baby. Part of it was because places like hospitals did not have the funds to do things like get new screens for windows and do stuff like that. Shut down. The mainland has so many programs to try to poach teachers from Puerto Rico, and they had just closed a bunch of schools last time I went there. Colonizer shit. So Lin-Manuel Miranda was a big proponent for PROMESA and went to go talk about it and put his smiling theater kid face on everything. I'm doing the lip bite thing, everyone.
Right.
But anyway, that's the root of my hatred for him, because I truly believe if you did not have his face on it and marketing it as like, this is great for everyone. And he's since gone back and said, well, I didn't want it to be like this. And it's like, dude, what did you think it was going to be? And why didn't you make sure you understood what it was going to be before you started pushing for it? But anyway,
the epitome of a leopard's eating my face situation.
Well, he only spent the occasional summer there to be with his grandma, from my understanding, in Puerto Rico. He is a New Yorican. So most of his time has been in New York, and he was helping make decisions for a place that he just visited, essentially.
That's so frustrating. So,
yeah. But anyway, after Promesa was signed, on July 4th of 2016, four women in the middle of the night, sometime after 2 a.m., blackened the red stripes and the blue triangle with black spray paint. And the women, who were part of a pro-independence anonymous artist collective on the island, said it was meant to represent resistance to the U.S.'s austerity measures.
Hell yeah.
So since then, it's become a widely accepted symbol of anti-colonialism. It was the main flag that was flown, which I don't know if you know, Puerto Rico got their governor kicked out of office, and they, with the resistance flag, took a guillotine through the streets to the front of his house.
Hell yeah.
And carried a guillotine through there. And anyway, they got the governor, Ricardo Rosello, out of office. I would love that tattooed on my person. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's been really weird not to have other Puerto Ricans in my life, like my family. It's odd. Like, I think a lot of mixed people can probably identify with that. Like, you walk through life and, like, people see you as one thing, but you grew up with a completely different culture. There's so many times where I have just day-to-day stuff of, like, cohabitating that, like, you and I talk about, where I'm like, yeah. Oh, my culture around that is different from you. Like, my culture around this thing of this cohabitating and living in a home is different. And I don't know. It's like, it's going on a year, almost a year exactly, since I last talked to any Puerto Rican family. So I think my brain's just been wanting Puerto Rican stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you want to learn more about Puerto Rico? There's so much. I just wanted to pick a few things this time because there's so many cool things I could talk about.
I actually just realized something else aside from you that I like that's Puerto Rican.
Yeah?
There's a really cool tree that I like called the Ceiba tree, I think. C-I-E-B-A, I think. I think it's also called a silk floss tree. And they're really cool looking. They have like these huge tall roots that almost like make like a little maze. And they can grow really, really, really tall. They kind of have birchy color to them. Yeah. And
I
think I don't know if they're just in Puerto Rico, but I mentally associate them with Puerto Rico, but they're just so cool looking. They look like some kind of like tree that you'd see in an elven forest or something. I don't know. The way the roots grow is just so cool to me.
Yeah. And like, there's so much beautiful, like, I don't know if a lot of people know, Puerto Rico has mountains. There's a rainforest called El Yunque.
That's cool.
Hiking through El Yunque was one of my favorite things. I did it with one of my tias, and her old ass kept up. I was surprised. It was beautiful. It's just like, random waterfall. I could do a whole other episode talking about all of the cool critters there. There's so much I love about Puerto Rico. But yeah, I've just been sad and watching a bunch of Puerto Rican wrestlers and listening to Bad Bunny.
I'm sorry, honey.
One of the other unfortunate things is, do you know what the official flower of Puerto Rico is?
No.
Do you know, you don't know what it's named? Flor.
I don't even know.
Flor de Maga.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That is an unfortunate. Yeah. Oh, I wish that was not unfortunate.
Also referred to as Maga Colorada, Red Maga.
Wow, that's even more unfortunate.
Yeah.
Do you have the scientific name? Maybe that would be better.
There's also Puerto Rican hibiscus.
I love hibiscus.
But it's Thespesia grandiflora.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it that. I don't want to call it a maga flower.
Flor de maga, yeah.
Flor de maga.
Unfortunate how that has been fucked up. But yeah, thanks for listening to a sad mixed Puerto Rican girl talk about my feelings. I do probably want to do some more stuff to, I don't know. I think we're going to have a Puerto Rican Christmas this year. I'm probably going
to
make some vegan coquito, which, had I made coquito for you before?
I don't know, but I'm going to assume it doesn't have little frogs in it.
No, but it is named after said frog. Imagine if eggnog were good.
Oh, you know what? I think you made some for James one time, but I have not had it.
Yeah, imagine if eggnog were good and it was coconutty and spiced and had a bunch of Well, we're not going to put rum in it because I don't drink, but it usually has rum in it.
And that sounds dope.
Yeah, and coconut milk and, like, cinnamon and stuff is so fucking good.
Sounds kind of like a rum chata situation, but, like, a little more coconutty, I think.
Oh, for sure more coconutty because rum chata is rice. But, yeah, that's it. I'll probably go do another dump about Puerto Rico sometime, but... Yeah. I'm gonna go lift weights and probably listen to Bad Bunny. Hey, if you like this episode of Info Dumpies, you can thank our Patreon supporters like Janice Weston, Jill Shambaugh, Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nunya B, Kate Michigoose, Kate Genius, Chibs 1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lutzi, Helen Clifford, B. Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. And I know if you're someone who stays for the housekeeping section that you know the best way to help us out is telling other people about the show. We don't take paid advertisements and we don't pay for advertisements. We grow entirely by word of mouth and you fine folks do a really great job at that. So tell friends about a show. Tell people in a Discord server. Tell people in a Facebook group. Tell people on a subreddit. Just wherever you hang out on the internet, you can tell people about the show. And if you would like to help us out even further, you can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and also leave a cute rating or review review, if it gives you space to do that. That helps us get more action, more activity, and get promoted in the algorithms to people who might like similar shows. Now, if you're in a place to support us monetarily, you can do so by going to the link in our show details for the Mixnomer Patreon page. That is for anything Mixnomer does. There are different tiers with different rewards. Any shows we do now and in the future, you will receive some sort of reward for that. And yeah, we use that money to upgrade equipment, to get better software for things. Yeah, it's why we have the capacity to do Info Dumpies, because so many people were supportive of today's lucky winner. And if you want to come hang out with us, you can also find a link to the Discord server in the show details. Vibes are immaculate. It is quite possibly the most neurodivergent Discord server I am on, and I think by nature most people on Discord have some flavor of neurodivergence. But the vibes are immaculate. Everyone is quite kind. I'm not just saying it's my favorite Discord server I'm in because it's the one that I'm one of the boss ladies of, but it is my favorite Discord server that I'm in. Everyone is so kind, and sometimes Discord servers can stress me out, but that one does not. And if you want to see what Violet and I are up to on the internet, you can see our social media handles on the show details. I always forget to mention that. If you want to creep us on the internet, you can help me actually merge my podcast audience with my Instagram audience, because it's weird. I have two separate audiences, both with several thousand people, but very little crossover between the two. So maybe you could help me bridge the divide. But that's all I've got for you this time, my friends. Until next time, clever sign off.